Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For many, the Boston Marathon bombings are not a personal memory, rather a series of images broadcast in the days after the attacks. You've probably seen the pictures of the man being pushed in a wheelchair, his legs ruined by the blast. That man, Jeff Bowman, would lose both of his legs. In the same photo, running alongside Bowman, is an emergency medical technician who has his left hand on Bowman's wounded right knee. That EMT is Paul Mitchell, who works for the City of Boston's Emergency Medical Service. Recently, Mitchell returned to the explosion site for the first time, accompanied by WBUR's Rachel Paste.
Paul Mitchell remembers the moment the first bomb went off.
I can still hear that, the blast, how loud it was, and I remember it seemed like everything froze. You know, everyone sort of stood still for the first one.
Standing at the bomb site, Mitchell tries to process what happened that day.
I don't know how I feel right now. It's the first time I've been down here, so it just doesn't look like what it did that day. You know what I mean? It looks normal. It looks like a normal sidewalk. So, but something I'll never forget was what it looked like. There were patients. There were severely injured, acutely sick patients everywhere. And they train you to triage the priority of the patient and treat if necessary. And I just remember my first thought being everyone is a red patient or an acute patient or a priority one patient, whatever you want to call them, everyone.
He says he and other first responders made do with what they had. For some, that meant using belts as tourniquets. For Mitchell, it meant many trips between the medical tent and the crime scene.
I was running back and forth, yeah, I was running. And we don't usually run in EMS, we usually, you know, slow and steady. But I was running that day. The one thing that I didn't want and that I haven't had is regret. And I'm glad for that, and I didn't want that. I didn't want to regret not doing something or not doing enough.
Mitchell was born in Boston and grew up in Savin Hill and Hingham. He now lives in an apartment in South Boston. After the explosion, he says he needed the familiar comfort of his parents and sister down in Hingham. There, he avoided media accounts of the bombings, giving himself time to process everything he'd been through. The bombing was the only time in his career where he questioned his own safety.
No one was prepared for explosions ripping through the city that day. No one was prepared. And the fact that there was two of them and we didn't know if there was going to be more of them, sure, I was scared for my safety, absolutely. As is, I would imagine everyone that ran in, personal safety aside, you know.
After 2 days, he returned to his life in Boston and his EMT job. But the drive up from the South Shore was difficult.
I realized that I was driving, and I was driving in complete silence, and I went, oh, what am I doing? I turned the radio on, and the first thing I heard was, I believe the mother of one of the victims who passed away talking about her daughter. And I just broke down. That just got to me. I'd been emotional prior to that, but everything sort of came to a head there, and I just, the rest of the ride to work was pretty crappy.
Boston EMS, the Boston Fire Department, and Boston Police Department have all brought in experts to help identify first responders who may be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and to help everyone with the recovery process. Mitchell says psychologists tell him he doesn't have PTSD because he's been improving every day since the attack.
I've had a bunch of sad days. I don't want to call them horrible days because that day was a horrible day, but I've had a bunch of emotional days, and they've been fewer recently and less difficult.
Mitchell is now back to working regular hours and getting back to living a regular life.
I remember a couple of days after, you know, being upset, and I saw some kids playing. There's a playground near my apartment, and I just remember, you know, it was the first time I think I'd really smiled in a couple of days, and it was just seeing how happy kids could be. So I think a lot of the people that have kids and you know, their own families are relying a lot on that.
Again, that's EMT Paul Mitchell of Boston. He says he still thinks of the attacks multiple times every day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Paste.